Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. In this hour, Al, we will have a hot seat.
Okay.
And I will unveil to you. I did something yesterday that I have not done in over 5 years.
Okay.
And it was an extremely pleasurable experience.
Oh, nice.
I was shocked. And I'm going to unveil that experience of pleasure.
I'm afraid.
Later in this hour. No, you shouldn't be here. It's a thrilling thing. And I'm going to suggest others try it. And I'm going to tell you what the truth is, Al. It's got a bad reputation, and it doesn't deserve that reputation. Hmm. I did it. My wife doesn't even know I did it, but she's going to find out in this hour on the air. How's that?
Nice.
Right, but first, on the line with us is a man that can give some perspective to the Eagles candidate hunt and tell us the latest on JT and company, the great author of the best book I have read this year. It's called Doc. And the author is MLB.com's Todd Zalecki. Hi, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, Todd. We got a lot of ground to cover today. The Phillies were in the spot the Eagles were in about a year ago when they realized the young manager they had hired was a train wreck, and they went to an experienced person. Could you take us into the debate that goes on in an organization between young stud and experienced guy with a good track record? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think for sure when, you know, they replaced Pete McCannon, Matt Klentak, former GM, Ned Rice, assistant GM, they really wanted to kind of continue to go down the innovative, you know, outside-the-box route. And so they went after Gabe Kapler, highly unconventional hiring, of course. And then you saw what happened during the two seasons. You know, pushing out a veteran pitching coach like Rick Kranitz, replacing with Chris Young, which Gabe Kapler gave his blessing for and actually pushed for. And then you saw how the team responded the final 2 months of those two seasons under Gabe, and kind of how Gabe, you know, he wouldn't call a team meeting. It didn't seem to be any urgency in the clubhouse. It was just kind of like status quo, and, you know, and I think after that second season with Gabe, quite frankly, it was John Middleton. John's like, this is not working. We need to bring in somebody that has some experience. I don't want to gamble with an unproven guy. We've seen what happened the past two seasons. And again, that was John Middleton that pushed out Gabe. You know, Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak, they would have kept him. Yeah. And so I think it was ownership's decision
was
to finally say, okay,
decision.
Enough is enough.
All right, Middleton then engaged. He was part of the interview process. He was in the room when they were interviewing whoever they were looking for to replace Kapler, right, Todd?
Yeah, he was more involved in the hiring of Joe. I think it was pretty clear. Well, let me say this: it was pretty clear which direction they were going to go once John said, "Listen, Gabe is not working out. You know, enough is enough. We spent all this money on Bryce Harper. We traded for JT Realmuto. We're not going to kind of roll the dice again on Gabe. you're going this route, find a guy that fits this mold, and then the, you know, the finalists were Buck Showalter, Joe Girardi, and Dusty Baker.
All right, how many interviews did they conduct?
After Gabe got fired, it was those three.
They might have put feelers
out to more, but it was really those three.
They interviewed three people. Do you know right now, Lurie is interviewing 16?
That's a little much. At some point, it's kind of like, how can you even distinguish candidate number two from candidate number 15?
You're saying, Todd Zielecki, 16 seems excessive?
16 seems like it. Now, if you want to put out feelers on 16 people, cast a very wide net, I get it. But to bring in that many people seems like a lot. Even when Matt Klentak, before he hired Gabe, they interviewed some, I think like maybe five or six external candidates. And then, the typical three or four internal candidates. But that's a lot less than what they're doing right now in the Eagles.
Right. I just had one other question about it, that whole process, Todd. Is Andy McPhail still around? Where is he?
He's at home in Maryland somewhere. And I don't think he has anything to do with what is going on the baseball side of the Phillies, unless Dave Dombrowski calls him up and asks him about something. That was the whole deal.
Are checks still coming through?
Checks are still coming through, Andrew.
Well, let me say that. God bless Andy. What a good deal that worked out for him. All right, let me get to what's going on with our Phillies right now. Because tell me if I'm wrong here. The Blue Jays get George Springer. All right. Who's left to bid on JT Realmuto?
Well, yeah, the market has shrunk.
It's
the Phillies. The Nationals have been mentioned, continue to be mentioned as a possibility. The Astros just signed Jason Castro as a free agent catcher. The Angels last week signed Kurt Suzuki. Now, none of those guys are JT Realmuto, no doubt about that, right? But the fact that the Yankees last week re-signed DJ LeMahieu, there was some talk that, well, if the Yankees don't get DJ, they might just go for JT and try to move on from Gary Sanchez. But, yeah, Angela, you look around right now, and you have to think that the Phillies are the favorite to re-sign JT.
And they've got a deal on the table for $110 million, correct?
Yeah, it's a little north. Yeah, about that number. And I got to think because of that and because of what George Springer signed for, 5 years, $160 million, the average annual value of that deal is $25 million per season. JT's made it clear that he wants to set the record for the highest catcher AAV, average annual value, which is $23 million. So if you go by what is going on there, 5 years, $118 million, 5 years, $120 million, That should be able to get it done for the Phillies to re-sign JT. And if they've already offered 110, you can't tell me that Dave Dombrowski can't go to the ownership group and say, come on, kick in $10 million and this is a done deal.
All right, Todd, who is the best arm in the bullpen right now?
The best arm in the bullpen is I guess it depends what you are looking for. If you're talking about potential talent, you could say a guy like Connor Brogdon throws hard with that great changeup, but probably Archie Bradley right now.
All right.
He seems like a lot of fun.
That was
too.
The correct answer. They got him. Dave Dombrowski got Archie Bradley probably to be the closer at $6 million a year.
Yeah, that's
a steal.
Yeah, he makes them so much better because at the very least, he is their setup guy, right? But he's probably going to be their closer. I know Joe and Archie didn't really get into it too much the other day on the Zoom call, but I think the expectation is that Archie Bradley is going to be the closer. And then Hector Neris, Jose Alvarado, who they got from the Rays, and some of these other younger guys could potentially fit into that seventh, eighth inning role. So it's a definite improvement. I still think they need to sign at least one or two more guys.
Sure, but it's a great addition at a great price. Didi Gregorius, where does he end up?
I still think there's a chance he signs with the Phillies.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how it's all shaking out. And I think what's helping the Phillies out right now is that Andrelton Simmons is still out there. Marcus Semien from the A's, free agent shortstop is still out there. So I think there is a chance that if they they could possibly bring back JT and Didi before spring training starts. And honestly, if Didi goes somewhere else, they could get Simmons. They could get Simeon on a one-year deal. I think they should be able to do both of those things.
And finally, Todd, all of it is ruined if the other thing Dombrowski suggested this week ever happens. Todd Zalecki, is there any chance Dave Dombrowski is going to bring back Odubel Herrera?
I don't think so, Angelo.
Thank you.
Now, I think what happened, Matt Gelb from The Athletic wrote about this the other day in terms of, like, why have they not, if they're not going to play him, right, why haven't they just released him? Well, the problem is right now is if they would release Odubel Herrera today, okay, and then in a month from now, they say the ownership group or the league says we're going to shorten the season to 130 games. Well, the Phillies are still on the hook for the entire $10 million that Odubel Herrera is going to make this year. If they keep him, they keep him in the organization, right? They would prorate that. So it actually, financially, it makes sense to keep him in the organization, even if they ultimately have no intentions of keeping him.
All right, but your belief is, because there's a lot of people writing that thinking about a second chance. You're not feeling that.
I'm not, although that said,
no,
I don't like the idea. Well, not necessarily Odubel, Angelo, because you look at his last two seasons, they weren't good. He didn't play well the last two seasons.
That's not the reason.
No, I know the incident
in Atlantic City with the girlfriend is
right,
the reason.
Right. I get it. What I'm saying, Angelo, is I do think they need to, if they could, it would behoove them to try to upgrade at center field. I don't like the idea of going into the season with some combination of Roman Quinn, Adam Haseley, and maybe even Scott King.
I'm with you, but not Odubel, right, Todd? Any
Odubel? I don't think that's going to happen.
Because you're not selling a friggin' book if you say yes on Odubel. Are you selling a book? Do you want Odubel, Todd?
I don't think he should come back. No, it's time to move on. It's time to move on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the finest book I've read this year.
Or last year.
Unless you read it again.
Based on what he just said, it's 5 years now. Doc, the great story of Roy Halladay. Yeah. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. Take care.
No, I read that out. It's in Philly Voice that there's a good chance
he explained it pretty well.
No,
yeah.
That may just be an accounting situation.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it looks
that's
like.
That's what we would like
that's
to believe.
That's what Carson Wentz has
become. There'll be no people to boo.
All right. On the line from Sea Isle City, a fine place to live, is Tom. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Angelo. How you doing, guys?
Tom, you want Deuce or don't you?
Yeah, we're going to take Deuce.
Thank you. I think
that they've already made up their mind. Just like last year, they went all through those coaches, interviewed them, and the last guy was Doug Peterson, and he got the job.
All right, so what if he doesn't, Tom? See, this is the problem. I got a guy who reports very accurately the Eagles. That's Jeff McClain saying, I don't think it's happening. I don't think they're bringing Deuce in as the head coach. What if they don't? What happens then? What about the players? What about Wentz? What happens to this team if they don't bring the guy we all think is most qualified for that position?
It's going to be a couple of long years till they finally get it straightened out.
Yep. And there's one thing about this city. This city doesn't like an injustice.
Yeah.
And they don't like that a team strung Deuce along all these years and never had intentions to give him a chance at the big job. That's a part of it, too. And I want you. They bring in, let's say, McDaniels. Yeah. How are all these veteran guys going to react to that? The guy's a nut. The guy yells and screams and acts stupid. What? I hate yellers and screamers.
Damn them.
Okay. Sounds like you.
Shut up, Bri. All right, Tom, do you have a pardon? Do you want to pardon somebody today?
Yes, Angelo. I'm going to want to pardon the guy. And Al will know the name. I don't know if I have his name right.
Okay.
But it was the referee who blew the offside call in the 1980 game between the Islanders
and the Flyers.
Leon Stickle. You are. I don't know if I want to pardon him. I'm still pretty angry. It's only 40 years.
I don't know, man.
Tom, that's a good one. Let me see. I haven't had a woman yet today on this pardon thing. Jennifer's
online.
They
don't forgive.
From Wisconsin. Yeah, maybe
that's
they don't
forgive.
That's an
excellent point, Al.
Jennifer, do you want to pardon somebody?
I do want to pardon someone.
Who you want to pardon?
I want to pardon that doofus that got your name wrong. Colin Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd called me Angelo Castaldi.
Did you see what he said yesterday?
Yeah. Tell me, it was so damn
the
stupid.
The NFL should not schedule the Chiefs game until they know that Mahomes is cleared to play.
All right, Adam, what? He's just trying to get attention now, right?
Yes. Oh, we just
is he
gave
trying
it
to get attention?
Oh, Lord.
Well, you play right into his head.
Yeah.
No, Angelo Castaldi. Jennifer, I've been doing this 31 years tomorrow. Well, by the way, I was a little off on the day.
Okay, yeah.
31 years tomorrow, the guy can't get my name right?
Angelo Castaldi.
And I don't know why he thinks you are a coach.
Then he called me a coach. Do I sound like a coach to you? Sound like an idiot. Jennifer Goodwin, stay right there. Jennifer, where in Wisconsin are you?
I'm about 1 hour south of Milwaukee.
All right, do you enjoy cheese?
Do I what?
Do you enjoy cheese?
Every once in a while, yes.
All right. What's your favorite cheese?
Mild cheddar.
Mild. That's nice. Thank you, Jennifer. Stay online. Oh, Wisconsin. Cheese. That's where the cheese is, right?
Yeah, cheese heads.
I was trying to find out more information on cheese.
I have a piece of cheese that I'm the only person who likes it.
Yeah.
Everybody else says it's too strong. I got it from the Bruno Brothers. I can't wait to have it. It's so awesome.
What kind of cheese is?
It's like, it's got some truffles in it and that kind of stuff. It's like, real. I forget the name of it, but I like it.
Well, I had an ulterior motive on that. Because the indulgence that I had yesterday involved cheese.
Mozzarella.
You can't eat cheese.
I ate it. I didn't care.
That's why it smells in here.
I didn't care. 215-592-9494.
Coach Angelo Castaldi.
By the way, that has nothing to do with the hot seat. My seat is not that hot. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 9:17.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.